צהריים טובים רבותיי, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, לסדר כי תבון הארץ, ישתבח שמו. So, we are just about T-minus 2 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah. בוא ברוך השם. למה תעמוד בחוץ? ואנוכי ומקום לתלמידים. Anyway, בקיצור. Anyway, who said that? Who said that pasuk? Mi amar lemi? You never got those in Lavan too.
Yaakov?
Eliezer. Matza kesef. Anyway, the kids are... Anyway. They're reshaim, reshaim. All they see is kesef. They don't see people. Esav also. Ve'enot elav, ve'chabekehu, ve'inashekehu. Whoa, whoa. Esav li Yaakov. Gam ken. Kesef, kesef, kesef. Akol kesef. That's what it is. Top. Rashi brings down two pshatim in Veina Shekeo. Some say Bechol Libo, some say it was, he tried to bite him. Venaso, his tzavar became Ke'even Shaish. So we started speaking yesterday about the Minhag Yisrael. That's actually, it starts really, it's a Shas Aruch in two places, Horayot, Yud Bet Amud Bet, Kritut Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings down that Simanam Miltahi. And therefore, especially on Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, a yom miyuchad b'yemei Hashanah, that a person should do everything he can to be, you know, as symbolically beneficial as possible, because the Gemara had a hava mina that maybe simana is shtuyot. That's why the Gemara has to say, no, simana miltahi. Siman ze davar chashuv. So that's why the Gemara says that a person, different girsot in the Gemara, so one Gemara says to look at, one Gemara says to eat, whatever it is, certain things, and Hoshea Kadosh says, whether it is, what's his name, dates or kara, which is dila'at, and things of that nature, they grow very quickly, and it's a siman lekol hashana that a person will grow and have atzlacha, so that's that. Interestingly, the Ben Ishchai, today's Matzei, Ben Ishchai's Yartzeit, so the Ben Ishchai writes in Parashat Vayelech Shana Aleph, he writes, Nitzavim. Parashat Nitzavim. Hot Hashana is Nitzavim. Vayelech is Aseret Mitzvah. So he writes over there that you know what the most important siman is on Rosh Hashanah? The hands down number one most important siman, more chashuv than anything else. No. Shelo lichaos. So shelo lichaos. Person for the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah should not be beka'as afilu lo berega echad. Mamash, and it's a big thing. He says even for things that a person is justified, even sometimes you know a father or whatever, a kid does something and it's betzedik. But the Ben Ishchai says shelo lichos b'Rosh Hashanah bichlal, because that's going to be mashpia on the entire year. He gives an example. He says the Ben Ishchai, very cute. He says what happens if you come home b'Leil Rosh Hashanah and it's after Arvit, it's Kol Shem Rabot, by Ashkenazim, it takes them a long time to get home. A long time. Lama, they say, they have a whole Megillah, שאומרים לכל אחד. מה אומרים? לאלתר. יפה מאוד. ביי אז, תזכו לשנים רבות, נעימות וטובות. סע. זהו. This sounds better anyway. But מכל מקום, זה גם טוב. I'll tell you, the Matei Ephraim, which by the way is the, I'm sure you know, Matei Ephraim was Echad Miuchad Baposkim HaKadmonim. Hagaon Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margaliot, Margolius. He was the author of Bet Ephraim, Yad Ephraim, Gaon Atzum. So he has a sefer that is dedicated to Hilchot Aseret Emet Teshuvah, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim V'Sukkot. That's all it's on. And called it Yikarei Shemo BeYisrael Matei Ephraim. So over there, he writes, Meforash, and the Mishbura brings him down to Halacha, that when do you start saying, Ktiva v'chatima tova? Rosh Chodesh Elul. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, he says, especially in Ktiva Tigarot. Not sure exactly what the thing is. Stam, when you greet a person, okay, but he says, when you write him and you get it, Matei Ephraim Kotev Meforash, that a person should write, L'shana tova tikatev v'techatemu. Katev v'techatem, whatever. Top. So the Ben Ishchai says, you get home from Arvit, and you're hungry, you want to make Kiddush v'zeh, and the table's not set. Nothing's ready. You get home. It says, naturally, especially by Sfaradim, you know, the inclination is miyad liot bekaas. Nachon? Like, what? Why did I marry you? Lo pashut. Lo? Zeze. Lama tatsu? Ben Yishai says, curb. It's funny, he was talking to Iraqis, but like, curb your natural instinct to immediately go for the kaas, curb it. And bibi simcha, bibi nachat. Leave it alone. Okay, say there. Table's flying, kids are not. Okay, say there. Akol beseder. I remember, Maran Zichron Bracha, he had an or. It's hard to explain, but the or and the simcha that shone forth from Maran Zichron Bracha on Rosh Hashanah was even greater than that of Purim, even greater than that of Pesach. He had such a simcha. Everybody used to go after the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Everybody would kiss his hand, get bracha, and he was gushing with simcha ve'avat Yisrael. I think the hanhaga over there was, the hanhaga of the Ben Yishai, to be kulo, kol kulo, besimcha uvnachat. Kol kulo. And not a shemitz shel, you know, not. Now, it's interesting because the Baalei HaMusar speak about this a lot. Rosh Hashanah is paradoxical. The mahut of Rosh Hashanah is one big paradox that we don't find by any other Yamim Tovim. How so, Shmuel?
There's fear, there's no hallow.
So Magid Mishnei in Ilchot Yom Tov, he explains that Rambam holds that the mitzvah asim in the Torah v'samachta b'chagecha applies. Now it's clear that from the pasuk that it applies to Shalosh Regalim, even though in the pasuk itself, which chag is v'samachta b'chagecha? Sukkot. Aval pashut, the Gemara learns out lekol Shalosh Regalim. What the Gemara doesn't say is Rosh Hashanah. Uvchol zot, Magid Mishnei omer b'da'at Rambam. If I remember correctly, it was Peregimel or Dalet Milchot Yom Tov, that the Rambam holds that it applies, Mitzvat Simchat HaChag applies equally to Rosh Hashanah as it does to Shalosh Regalim. So there's Mitzvah of Simchat HaChag, plus, but there's this idea of Gilu Bir Adah of Chiredat Adin. So we've spoken about that before. You remember? Tur, in the beginning of Siman Tavkuf Pe'alef, we wear Bigdei Yom Tov. Bigdei Yom Tov, Lefi Alachar, is supposed to be more Chashuv than Bigdei Shabbat. Why do you wear Bigdei Yom Tov if you're going to Din? When you go to Din, not like today, not like Western society, that when you go, Chalila, a defendant in a court case, you know, comes in a suit and tie. When you're already convicted, how do you come to the court case? In a jumpsuit, right? Like an orange jump. Chalila, not you, but Nachon? That's how we should be coming to Yom HaDin, no? In jumpsuits. He says, Bigdei Shchorim, Ke'avelim. No, Bedavka not. He says, wear Bigdei Levanim, wear Bigdei Yom Tov HaChamudot. Why? The Lashon of the Tur, Baalei HaMusar, have a field day with this language of the Tur in the beginning of Tavkuf Pe'alef. Lepnei shebetuchin anu she'aseh lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nes. V'yotzi la'or mishpatenu. There's this Chiredat Adin, and on the other hand, biyachad with the Simcha, there's this bitachon. It's going to be okay. Now, you can't not be chozer b'tshuva and think it's going to be okay. You'd have to be a fool to think that. But together with teshuva, utfilah, tzedakah, ma'asim tovim, ma'avirim et ro'a gzera, it's going to be okay. And to show that level of bitachon, we come with bigdei yom tov. It's davar chashuv. Now, yeah.
In honest reality, though, Rabbi, a lot of people like, very practical question, but like, people are saying that they're going to survive next year. It's really Yom HaDin.
Again, I lost him. What?
Yeah, I was giving a shoot to guys, and they were asking me, through Yom HaDin, I really teaching myself.
Yeah.
Every year I was sinning, and I'm still alive.
Oh, yeah?
This year I would have changed.
Ask the October 7th people how they feel about that.
Other
people, yeah. October 7th hit pretty home. Not only October 7th. Like every year, you show up at Rosh Hashanah, correct? You look around the shul, you look around everywhere, and there's people who are not there anymore, right? So what do you have to say about that? When was that nigzar? That's pretty scary. That was nigzar of Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is a very real day of Yom HaDin. It's not just about, you know, the apple and the honey, vizeh, and it's not, you know, person is. If you look. Mamash, davar, oof. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan, B'siman Tafresh He. Over there he speaks about the minhag of Tashlich. Thank you. The minhag of Tashlich, the Rama brings that. Interesting, I want to get back to the Simanim in a second, but minhag of Tashlich, where did it originate? Maran doesn't make one mention. Lo Rambam, lo Maran, huh? Nachon, but it doesn't talk about Tashlich. It talks about over there, that when you're Moshe Ach Melech, where do you do Meshichat HaMelech? al nahal. Why? Kesiman that what? That his malchut should be novea kan nahal. So too, Rosh Hashanah, besides for being Yom Adin, it's interesting. The theme of Tfilot and Rosh Hashanah does not revolve around our Yom Adin. The theme of Tfilot and Rosh Hashanah is Imru lefanai malchuyot kedei shetamlichuni alechem. Rosh Hashanah daf. Yefe. Yeah? Malchuyot, zichronot, v'shofarot. Malchuyot is that a person has to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, we do mention din, but not so much. Not so much. Everything about the tefillah is malchut. Look at the Chatimat HaBaracha. In the Chatimat HaBaracha Shal Shana, Baruch Atah Hashem, the first thing you say is what? Melech al kol ha'aretz. Mekadesh Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim, gam melech al kol ha'aretz. Yeah? Ma'avir HaShemotein B'chol Shana V'Shana. That's the longest Baruch of the year, you know that. The Chatimat HaBaracha Shal Yom HaKippurim, the longest one. What was it? Baruch Atah Hashem, melech al kol ha'aretz, mochel v'soleach la'avonotenu v'la'avonot amo Yisrael. ומעביר השמותינו בכל שנה ושנה, מלך על כל הארץ, מקדש ישראל ביום הכיפורים. מקדש השבת, נכון? Anyway, ארוכה מאוד. Anyway. Thank you, Max. Anyway, kids. So, on Rosh Hashanah, which is interesting, which Musaf has more brachot, Rosh Hashanah ביום הכיפורים? Why? How many brachot? Tesha. Yeah, Malchut Zichron. Whereas Yom Kippur, Sheva Brachot. Like, even though technically, yes, it's a longer Musaf because of the Seder Avodah, v'chule v'chule. Ashkenazim do Seder Avodah and Musaf? Chazara? To, mikol makom. So, back to the Aruch HaShulchan, he says over there by the Minhag of Tashlich. He says, Minhag Tov, the Rama brings it down. There's many, many different mikorot for why we do it, either because of Malchut or because of the pasuk v'tashlich mitzilot yam kol chatotam, tov. Dari HaKadosh brings it in Sha'ar HaKavanot, darush l'Rosh Hashanah, darush he. He brings it over there meforash, the minhag of tashlich. Okay, fine, say there. Aruch HaShulchan says fire. He says, I don't know if it, Aruch HaShulchan was a rav in Nevardak, which was one of the biggest cities in pre-war Lithuania. A big Eir Vayim be'Yisrael. And he writes over there, for whatever reason, that Tashlich used to become a hangout. You know what I'm talking about? Anashim, v'nashim, v'ze. He says, Hashem ishmor. He says, he made halacha, he psak halacha. He says, nashim asur lahem lalechet letashlich. Yeshvu babayit. Why? He says, you have to be a real idiot to do chataim v'avonot b'Rosh Hashanah. Especially those that have to do with hirhurim v'arayot v'ze. What kind of thing is that? To do chataim Rosh Hashanah? Yom Adin? Is that what you're getting together for Tashlich for? Nitnaba velo yada al ma nitnaba. This was Nevardak, and I don't know exactly what year he passed away. He was in the same time Berach as the Chafetz Chaim. Same basic timeline, but can you imagine? Tashlich was a hangout. And because of that, he made a takana in Nevardak, shenashim lo yilchu letashlich. Because you know, there's a vort from the Admor Mikotsk, Rav Menachem Mendel Mikotsk. Yes, who's his famous son-in-law? Avnezer, Agon Misochetshov. Anyway, the Kotzker was known to be. His nickname was a Saraf Mikotsk, Ish Lahevit Shalhevit. So he says the Rama brings down Yesh Noagim Shelo Leechol Legozim BeRosh Hashanah. Correct. Those are two reasons. Mishnah Berurah brings down why. One is Gematria Chet, without the Kolen, plus one more. Why else don't we eat? Merbe Kicha V'Na'ah U'Mvatlin HaTefillah. Right? It's Mevatin, you know, sometimes when people have phlegm and coughing and clearing their throat, it messes up their tefillah, but even more, even worse than messing up their own tefillah, it messes up. How are you supposed to daven when the whole place sounds like an ICU? Lachen, lo, nachon? Bekitzus, he says, be a mensch, don't eat it. The Kotzker said about this Rama. He says, people walk around and they don't eat egozim on Rosh Hashanah because egoz is begematria chet. Says the Kotzker, you know what else is begematria chet? Chet. Chet is also begematria chet. Harif meod. Anyway. Nachon yedidi? You're in. Huh? Tov also, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't have this
Kotzker, what? nuts. Yeah, yeah. Such a thing. So, so back to the... We say Tashlich, sure. Ari HaKadosh. Ari.
It's not born in Maron.
Ari. Kitve Ari. Anyway, Bekitzer.
Did everybody tell the shul not to go on Rosh Hashanah?
We do. So I do it. We do it like Maran Tichon Chai used to do. Fill up a bucket, go outside the shul in the chatzir. So, shalom. What I do personally, I go. I do because it's tzniut gamkin. Tzniut, mamash, pashut. The women stay either in the shul behind the mechitzer, or maybe they come out and they stay on the. We don't have you know some stay on the side. Tzniut, basic tzniut. Anashim lechud, nashim lechud. Where do we find takana gdola b'tzniut? Huh? Azrat Nashim, by Simchat Beit HaShoeva, Sukkah Daf. Last Perek, okay.
Second.
Nun Aleph? Sound about right?
Noon?
We have to fact check that.
Noon?
Huh?
No, that doesn't work.
How is it? It's just a Siman. It's just a Siman Ladav. Huh? How can you have an Ikuva by a Sgula? How can you have an ikuv? What? By segula? Why? Ashkenazim have the song Mipiel, Yivorach Yisrael. It goes on Seder Aleph Bet. What's Ot Samach over there? En segula katora. En segula katora. That's what I mean.
It can't be.
Segula ze Torah. Anyway, Mikol Makom, you know what I do personally? After that, anytime.
Yeah, just fill up a cup of water.
A cup of water is pretty dinky. Anyway, you fill up a bucket. It's kvar ze. So, mikol makom during aseret imet teshuvah. What's his name?
Binyamin.
Binyamin Zevi Traf. So, during aseret imet teshuvah, I take my wife and kids. We go to Nahar and we do it ourselves. I didn't do Rosh Hashanah. Okay, b'seder. But I was tzanu on Rosh Hashanah. How's that? Gam tov. Nachon. You know what I'm saying? I hear. Yes, dadim lekan ulkan. But at least for the kahal, for hanagat tzibur. There's what to be said about hanagash el tzniut. Anyway, now, another thing, back to the simanim. We spoke about yesterday that there are three different minagim about placement of the simanim during the seudah shel Lel Rosh Hashanah. I don't know what Ashkenazim do. We said the best time to do it is after kiddush, netila, birkat ha-motzi, to do it right there so you don't have sfekot about doing it between kiddush and ha-motzi, which creates a machloket between the Baal ha-Maor and the Ra'avad and the Ramban, whether or not, yeah, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah in general. If a person eats a food, any food, a shi'ud of any given food, before he's koveh seuda ala pat, yivarech bracha achrona or lo yivarech, or should he allow birkat amazon to be poter? Big safek, big machloket shonim that has no achra. Maran was machria, leaves it open. Lachin, don't put yourself in that situation. Do the simanim after amotim, and do simanim in yeshiva. Shalom, achito. Now, after you do it, yafe meod, very good. Binyamin shalta sheila. Now, says, now what do you do? Brachot acharonot, I hear. Brachot acharonot, anyways, even though Maran doesn't necessarily hold like that, but la'alacha, we hold that brachot acharonot for the simanim in the seudah, you can default to birkat amazon. What about brachot rishonot? Yeah, Binyamin, what do you say about brachot rishonot? Bo nishma. Okay. Yafe amarta. So there's a. So, oh, you're just. You're, ditto. Bekitzur, there's a machloket between. Look at Maran. Let's start this way. Let me ask you a question. You have various minim on the table. Let's talk about perot. Perot are obviously not ba'im mechamat ha-seuda. Even though it's Rosh Hashanah and Simanim and everything, but it's not ba'im mechamat ha-seuda. Maran says that meforash, that unless you're eating the fruit with a piece of bread, not one after another, but mamash, you put the fruit and you eat it together with bread, it is not ba'im mechamat ha-seuda, and fruits require bracha rishona. The shaila is, you have a bunch of fruits on the table. You have tapuach, tamar, rimon. Which one gets birkat bore priyaitz? Max, final answer? Halakha kedat maor. Yeah, he says like this. Yeah, what's madino?
According to Maran, according to our poskim,
Maran siman resh yud aleph. Maran says meforash. It's a machloket between the Rambam and other poskim. If you have something that's chaviv, min chaviv alav, or min shiva, you have something from shivat aminim. Which one takes precedence with regards to bracha? Stam vayesh. Da'at Maran kedat
stam.
Kedat astam. Yeah, that kedat Rambam shivat aminim always wins. You always do shivat aminim. Therefore, let's go to Tamar and Rimon. Which one is kodim in the pasuk? Tamar, right? Because Tamar is closest to the second eretz, closer than Rimon is closer to the first eretz. Okay, what about Tapuach?
Not part of the shivat aminim.
Mate Ephraim. Enter the Mate Ephraim. He says by the Tapuach, what do you have? There are those who disagree. And tapuach, the reason why we're eating tapuach bidvash or tapuach besukar is because of the chavivut of the siman lichod Rosh Hashanah. So over there he says there are poskim among poske Ashkenaz that say that you would make the borei priya etz on the tapuach over the tamar because of the chaviv. What do Ashkenazim do? I know. You remember you showed me Reb Shmuel last year?
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think I showed it.
Of course you remember. Anyway, you showed me. Yeah. The Talmid Machkim et Rabotav. Anyway, so
we converted him.
No, he converted me. Anyway, because so there are some, I don't know about all, but some by Ashkenazim, they'll make the borei priyaetz on the tapuach. Now, next part.
So what if a lot of times people will bring out things one at a time?
No.
So they're bringing out the apple now. Kadima is when they're all in front of me.
You're right.
I want to eat them all. I want to. Which one do I make the broth?
Okay, so but
let's say I want to eat
if you
first.
Okay, fine. So if they're not on the table in front of you, so there's no din kedima. I don't know by. Huh?
So is it dependent on that?
If you know it's coming, yeah. Yeah. Nechaura, you're right. But there is such a shita. I don't know exactly what their noheg old Ashkenazim by Sfaradim litman de palig that you make the bracha on the tamar. Okay, next order of business. We got a bunch of vegetables on the simanim also.
So even though it's against the Tzachar Shulchan Aruch?
Correct. Kacha minhag shalayim. Matei Ephraim brings it in. Now, what about the vegetables? Binyamin, mata omer? Cooked vegetables. You have the peas and the zachin. Mata omer? Bracha? Birkata adama or no? Yeah, I don't know if you guys... Rosh Kevis. Or Dag. For, no, you don't? Huh? No, anyway. But it's meat, shakol. You make a bracha, borei pri adama and shakol?
It's part of this. Machal ha-seuda.
Shakol, oh, no. So that's davar sheba mechamat ha-seuda. There's two things that Maran says that can pater any given food from a bracha rishona. I mean, it's based on a gemara, masechet brachot daf mem. There's something that's dvarim shemelaptim bayim et hapat. Okay, there's things that are eaten together with bread, like dips and stuff, like salads, dips, whatever. That's not this. But then there's something, דברים שאין מלפתים להם בהם תפת, but what? באין מחמת הסעודה. Cooked vegetables and cooked meat are דברים הבאים מחמת הסעודה. So if it's בא מחמת הסעודה, even though it's a סימן, and I'm not, I wouldn't usually cook, you have string beans in the סעודה, you make a ברכה? As a side dish. You have steak in the סעודה. You make, so what's the difference? Over here, you wouldn't make a bracha, pashut. Maran zechon bracha paskins like that in Yechave Da'at as well. She'en birkat borei pri adama, ve'en birkat she'akol on that. Now, interesting. There's a knista gdola. Yeah, who's a knista gdola? Maran ha'chaviv, yeah, nachon?
Epstein.
Rabbeinu Chaim ben Yisrael ben Benisti. Yeah? He was two dorot after Maran bet Yosef. Talmid talmidov, Maran bet Yosef. He was a talmid of Maharit. Rabbeinu Yosef Trani Asheni. Anyway, Bekitzer, so he writes in Knesset Gdola, he says, when do you say, there's two opinions, it brings a machloket, you know, every siman is a yiratzon. Not every siman gets a bracha. One gets a etz. Now, naniach it's in the middle of the seuda, so you're not saying ha'adama and you're not saying she'akon. What are you saying first, the bracha or the yiratzon? The worst thing to do, there are some poskim who say to do this, in Chazon Ovadia he destroys them. He says, Baruch atah Hashem kamecha olam, bore pri ha'etz. Yiratzom mifanecha, Hashem, shetitchadesh alinu shana tova mtuka. Ya, efsek, ma asita? Yeah? It's not litzorech ha'seuda. Eat it first. Bataka, which one should you make? What is it ra'ui to make first? The birkat ha'nehenin or the yiratzom? And why? Go Ma'on.
There's a machloket. It's like, for example, saying lechaim before drinking, like, and then making the baracha there. Like,
Bachur yodea. Anyway, bekitzer, the
Knesset. It's only been 2 years for that.
Okay, it's good. You know the raid. Anyway, the Knesset Gdola brings down a machloket aposkim. Some say the whole reason why you're doing it is for the Yiratzon. So you say the Yiratzon and then Bracha. Knesset Gdola, the Maharshal, and Maran Tichon Bracha and Chazon Ovadia Paskins like that. He says, Lo Nachon. Who's the Bracha for? Bracha for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the Yiratzon for? For us. He says, it's not Ra'ui Levarech Et Atzmenu before we're Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, first you make the Bracha, you make Bura Pre'aetz, be Toaim a little bit, say the Yiratzon, and then keep eating. That's what he says to do. That's the best idea. He says, because of that, what's it better? There's a machloket. He brings over there from some kadmonim. Sometimes when you're drinking wine, and you tell a person, Lechaim, Baruch Atah Hashem Kamecha Olam, Borei Pri Hagefen. Knesset Gdola says, Lo Nachon. No good. Why? Lechaim is a bracha for us. Borei Pri Hagefen is a bracha LaHashem. First make Borei Pri Hagefen, drink, and then say Lechaim. Says that's the best way to do it. Interesting zachen. So that's with regards to the simanim. Now, the Pri Chadash, what is a Pri Chadash? How do you remember that? That's true, but how do you... Huh? Rabbeinu Chizkiya de Silwa was his name. Chadash, Chizkiya de Silwa. Anyway, Bekitzer, so... No, Pri Chadash people, early 1500s, Avbedin Yerushalayim.
They always disagreed on Maran.
You always disagreed on Maran. Now, Pri Chadash was a bestseller. You know why? When in the first edition of Pri Chadash, bestseller. You know why? He was very sharp, argued on Maran all the time, and they put a sefer in Chirim. If you want your sefer to sell out, make sure you get it put in Chirim, and then the sefer will get sold out. Anyway, Bekitzur, Basof, they revoked the Chirim. He toned down the rhetoric a little bit. Kachaya Pri Chadash. Anyway, Gaon Atzum. So he writes in the epilogue of Siman Pedalit in Yored De'ah, in Ilchot Tola'im, he says that a person has to be... He was very upset at Gaonei Yerushalayim. He says they're always talking about drashot, parashat HaShavua, and nobody gets up to speak about the Yisur of Tola'im and the Chiyuv Mibdikat Tola'im. He says, Halevai Gaonei Yerushalayim would spend every Shabbos drasha speaking about the Yisur Shel Achilat Tola'im. Every Shabbos, again and again and again and again. He says, Rosh Hashanah, you have spinach, you have all sorts of, you know, beets, a lot of things, shenegoim betolaim. On Rosh Hashanah, you can eat tolaim. He says, you have to be very, he doesn't talk specifically about Rosh Hashanah, but he got upset. He's like, what are they telling me, drashot and mishalim, vezei? He says, shidabru al tolaim. Tolaim. How many lavim is tolaim?
Four. It depends.
How many?
Six.
Huh?
We're doing six.
4, 5, 6. Ez a masechet. Daf. Tetzayin amud bet. The Gemara says, depends on the thing. Sheretz ha-maim, 4 lavim. Yeah? Sheretz ha-aretz, 5. 5 lavim. Sheretz ha-of, 6. 6 lavim. 6 malkuyot, Hashem yishmor. We'll continue, Bezat Hashem.